Every year, the U.S. military moves hundreds of thousands of service members and their families all across the globe. And it isn't cheap. In 2014, the Department of Defense spent more than $4 billion on moving costs. And a federal report found those costs are shooting up much faster than inflation. But as Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, officials don't know where all that money is going, and they're not even tracking enough data to start making reforms.
Standing on his back deck in Birkenstocks, Lieutenant Colonel Alan Brown shows off his backyard in Eagle River, just outside Anchorage. Thickets of trees stand between the yard and the actual Eagle River, but in the winter, you can just glimpse its edges.
We've had moose come right up along the back end of the fence multiple times.
The deck is a peaceful reprieve from the frenzy of packing going on inside. The family's lived in this house for 3 years, and Brown's wife, Christy, tells me that is a streak of stability compared to the 7 moves they've made since getting married. Just in the last few years, they've lived in Texas, Kansas, Colorado, and New York.
We came up here for the stability because before this, we had moved annually, and that got quite challenging.
Postings in Alaska are about a year longer than in the lower 48 because the state technically counts as an overseas rotation, like Korea or Germany. But now the couple are headed back to New York, where Brown will teach English at West Point. He shows me where the movers have started squeezing boxes into wooden crates tall enough to fit a queen-sized mattress with room to spare.
We had 7 crates coming up here. My money's on 8 crates going back just because we've accumulated some stuff. I'm just saying, it's probably 8.
Those crates will make the 4,400-mile trip, first by ship and then by truck. The movers will drive them right up to the Browns' next house and unpack them. And this is where the Defense Department is spending almost 4% of its budget every year, shuffling personnel and their families from place to place. The military calls this a permanent change of station, or PCS. And every time a military family moves, everything they own goes with them, from cherished mementos and kitchenware to the furniture and toys a family just can't seem to shed.
Yeah, that's my scuba stuff. I haven't used those in a long time. When was the last time we went scuba diving?
On our honeymoon.
Yeah.
The military is moving less people as the size of the force draws down, but the moves themselves are getting more expensive, outpacing inflation by 28%. And while there are theories about why, a report last year by the Government Accountability Office looking at more than 10 years of data on the PCS program found essentially that no one is sure of how to account for the rise.
Some of the services report it, some don't. Some of the services report it, but they don't report it for all years.
Brenda Farrell wrote the GAO report and says one of their biggest findings was how inconsistently data on PCS costs is tracked by the Pentagon. And Farrell says there are 2 reasons why this is a problem. It keeps officials from seeing which factors are actually driving PCS costs, and it means the Defense Department isn't regularly evaluating the program to assess whether spending more than $4 billion taxpayer dollars every year is worth it.
And in fact, when we asked the DoD officials during our review, when was the last time an evaluation was made of the PCS program, none of them could recall such an evaluation being done, even though DoD's own guidance requires that they conduct an assessment of factors that may increase or decrease cost.
Farrell's report makes a number of recommendations, but she says so far, DoD hasn't acted on any of them. A working group was convened in May, but it won't begin taking steps for at least another 18 months. Defenders say the moves structure military careers and are a piece of spreading skills across the force. As the movers are taking apart an upstairs bedroom, Alan Brown says the PCS program is integral to the Army's mission.
The Army could save a bunch of money if we all just were stationed here for 4 or 5 years. It would cut down on the rotation, but it doesn't work that way because you get folks that get promoted and there's no longer a job for them here. You get folks that really need to go to a new location to expand their skill set and gain new experiences. And so the Army really needs them to move somewhere else and try something new.
The average move for the Army costs close to $7,000, but Brown's move will be more expensive because he's an officer living overseas with a family. He's allowed to bring a lot more stuff. In fact, his allotment is close to 9 tons. But the costs for the PCS program aren't just the freight. The military also pays for the various minor expenses you incur when you pick up your life and move it elsewhere. Reimbursements for mileage, a per diem, a relocation stipend.
You got to go buy mops. You got to go buy cleaning supplies. You got to go buy ketchup and mustard and everything. All the stuff that we can't ship, that the Army says we're not allowed to ship, that can't go, that we have to leave behind.
Brown isn't sure of the bottom line when you add all these expenses together. The Army never gives him that number. 2 days later, I check back in, and the busy home has been transformed into an empty house.
My wife's Pilates equipment is completely gone. Her desk is gone. Dining room table is gone. And this room is pretty empty. It's more like an echo chamber, actually.
There were some kitchen items and an air mattress left, enough stuff for Brown, Christy, their two kids, and dog Lucy to house camp for a few days. But it turned out they sent off way more stuff than the 8 crates Brown expected. In the end, it was 14. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes